Scores! It's a series winner for Nick Cousins! And the Florida Panthers are headed to a Southeastern Conference Final.
Welcome back to the Leafs Cast, where, boys, it's over.
Yep. It's over. I mean, it was over after Game 3. They showed some life, but it's over.
True. They thought, like, let's try and disappoint the Leafs fans twice by giving them a little bit of hope on Wednesday and then snatching it away.
You know what, though?
Or rather, I suppose that was the refs that snatched it away for once again. Deciding game, the refs steal a goal from us. Never gets old.
I would have rather had been in on this potential run to Leafs in 7 than to just have completely mentally tapped out after game 3. But yeah, Ryan, you said it. This sucker was over after game 3. The Toronto Maple Leafs have lost by a score of 3-2 in overtime in game 5.
No, they lost by a score of 3-3 in overtime, Steven. Come on.
We'll get to that. by a score of 3-3 in overtime. And they go home tonight, losers. And the season's over. The playoffs are over. There could be a lot over for the Maple Leafs. We will get into...
It'd be the end of the core four. This could have been their final
hold on,
stand.
Hold on. Let's put a pin in that. I'm sure we'll have lots of time to talk about that. Talking about this game specifically, I don't think that there's much to hate from this game or even last game, games 4 and 5. Leafs played well, got lots of chances, pushed the play, showed some urgency. And it just goes to show that this is why you can't take the first couple games of the series off, especially game 3. Like, that one's going to live on in infamy. Because sometimes the bounces aren't going to go your way. Sometimes the refs are going to forget how to do their job. And that's out of your control. So you can't go down 0-3 and put your fate in their hands. Mm-hmm. You're going to get burned. We didn't even get close. Even if we won this game, we still had 2 more that we had to win. Had to win or go home. Like, it's not like we were so close and the refs stole away from us. No, we weren't close. This is the same to me as a 4-0 sweep. Same thing. We were not close. We were blown out of this series, and we deserve to lose.
I mean, even tonight, I'd say it's even. Leafs didn't necessarily deserve to win. The one man who did deserve to win was Joseph Woll. That was the only bright spot of tonight. I don't care how many chances the other guys got. They still get failing grades for me for failing to get it
all
done.
All right, you can't throw a guy like Morgan Riley in with the other lump of losers. The guy had 2 goals tonight, Tim.
Sorry, what's he doing now? All right, golfing.
Yeah, not his fault.
You go back, you can say guys had good chances, and like I look at like just because a guy scored, I can't just like make my decision based on the fact that they scored. In this game, yes, like Morgan Riley played well, and he deserved the chances that he got. But you just can't lose to this team. Like, it's so disappointing. I don't know if say they had lost to Boston or something like that in this scenario, if I'd be any less disappointed. But it was just it's an unacceptable loss. You had Carter Verhaeghe score more goals than the entire core four in the series.
Austin, I mean, like, Matthews, what? No goals, right? Tavares, 1 assist. Took the series off after scoring the overtime winner.
And that's the end of it. Like, and it's just a team that, like, had clear holes on defense, gave the Leafs plenty of chances. The Leafs are an older, more veteran team than this.
Okay, hold on, though. What do you mean we had clear holes on defense? You look at Florida's defense, and yeah, I can say that we had clear holes on defense.
Sorry, I'm saying I'm saying the Leafs failed to take advantage of a team that had clear holes.
All right, I apologize.
Like,
I'm emotional.
There was a roadmap. There was a roadmap to beating this team.
Yeah, the Leafs beat themselves.
It's just over. I don't know. Like, this is the third series in a row, really, that the Leafs have been favored. That they've lost. Well, okay, I guess if you go back to the previous,
we won the last series.
Round one.
I'm
just saying,
Tampa.
Like these series that the Leafs have gone into. I'm bringing it all the way back to, you know, this core group that lost to the Canadiens, lost to Columbus, where it was just like a team that you were clearly better than and should have beaten, and they beat you. So it's done for me. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's talk about the game a little bit more. Should we talk about the game a little bit more? What is there to say?
I feel the game doesn't even matter.
What is there to say?
At the end of the day, the Leafs made pushes, didn't matter, didn't get it. They tried to get it. They showed resiliency coming back from being down 2-0. Even after, like, the refs stole the goal away, what, they deemed the play was stopped. Give me a break. Ridiculous.
You can't say the game, we were one shot away. There was one shot we had in overtime, which had barely grazed Bobrovsky's pad and went wide. If that was half an inch higher, it would have been in the back of the net. We would be here saying the Leafs look great and they had all these chances. They got the job done. Like, you can't take away the lead. They played a good game tonight. That the problem wasn't tonight. Tonight they played fine. They played a way that they could win the game tonight. The problem was is that they squandered the opportunities before tonight. They fell in this 3-0 hole. So when stuff happens, like the refs, it's too little too late. And we don't have any room for error at this point. I have no problem with the way the Leafs played tonight. I have no problems with the Leafs played in game 4. They're too little.
Man, I can't take stupid Zencaster giving us technical issues on this worst night of the year.
All right. Putting this aside.
The Leafs are so great about failing to score, what, 2 goals for the 7th game in a row? Yeah, tell me how that's acceptable, Ryan. Tell me how this elite offensive team that scores 2 goals in a row for 7 games.
You guys cannot complain. You can't complain about, man, the Leafs are so bad at scoring goals, and at the same time complain, man, Bobrovsky was the best goaltender in the series and he stole games. You can't have both. Either their goaltender was great or we sucked at scoring goals.
He won games. He didn't steal games. There was no game where Leafs are like overwhelmingly favored to win.
Game two, he stole from us, Tim. What are you talking about?
We outshot them, 55% to 45%?
You're saying Bob is a better goalie than Joseph Woll at this point of his career, and Bob had a better stat sheet for the series and tonight, but Bobrovsky had an infinitely easier time playing his position than Joseph Woll did. Because if there were, 10 chances each way, I would take Florida's 10 chances over Toronto's any day of the week. What they do to create space and to take shots from the actual slot made his job way harder. Actually crowd the front of the net, actually screen him. And you look at like the goal, the goal that Morgan Riley scored earlier in the game. It was a screen, right? Like the stuff that Florida did that to create actual chances that with goals in the back of the net. Like if this is the Leafs getting goalie and they're going up against the best, or like a good goalie here, then Sergei Bobrovsky is the best goalie that this core has ever played against, because there has not been one series that the Leafs failed to score more than 2 goals in 5 straight games against any of these guys. Korpisalo, Carey Price, Tuukka Rask, Andre Vasilevsky twice, any of them. Like they've never been this bad on offense. So I'm not going to say Sergei Bobrovsky is a better goalie right now than any of those guys ever were. It's the Leafs. It was the Leafs failing to get real high danger scoring chances and score goals. You're Auston Matthews. You should be scoring goals on anybody. And he pretty much does, but he's not him right now.
I listen. Auston Matthews having 0 goals over 5 games is unacceptable. Okay, I'm not giving any.
How about John Tavares having 1 assist? Or
I
Mitch
don't
Marner
care
totally
about John Tavares having 1 assist, because it's John Tavares. The guy is not the back-to-back Rocket Richard winner. Auston
makes
Matthews,
$11 million.
He's not making $11 million for the season in 2023. He's made $11 million for the past 5 years or whatever his contract that it's been. We knew the back half of that contract was going to be rough. We knew he wasn't going to be worth $11 million at the end of that. When we signed Matthews and Marner, we were expecting them to be coming into these playoff series and delivering like the superstars that we thought they were. I don't care about John Tavares only getting 1 point. The fact that we lost this series by not scoring goals, it starts and ends with Auston Matthews and Mitch Marner, the supposed hearts of this team, the supposed Hart Trophy winning Rocket Richard winner, the supposed Selke Trophy nominated Mitch Marner. complete bums this series. Absolutely nothing. I have no idea how you guys are even mad. Like, how do you even get to John Tavares when Austin Matthews doesn't even have a goal in five straight games? Can you even remember the last five-game stretch he didn't have a goal? He had one wrist for half a season. He was still scoring goal a game.
That's not as inexcusable as seeing Mitch Marner totally mail it in. Like, in overtime today, you know who's had the most exciting shift? David Kampf. Those guys, I don't care if you're tired. If you want to go far in the playoffs, you make the effort. I see those guys out there, and I say, they don't care about winning. They don't care about winning. I don't care. You can tell me they're competitive, but I see those guys out there. They don't care. They're like, oh, yeah, let's score some goals. Let's give me my paycheck. They don't care.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I excuse Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews' performance here, right? Like, and I think Austin Matthews played, like, pucks didn't go into the back of the net, but, like, he was certainly just so much more dangerous than John Tavares, who I have expectations for. I get it that he's not a former Hart Trophy winner, but the man scored, like, 34 goals this season, was basically a point-of-game player, and you should be better than that in the playoffs. Guys on Florida who had similar seasons there, right, did way better in this series than him. I don't like the lack of, like, fire in him. I don't like it that, like, when he gets hit, he just, like, skates away and just, like, oh, I'm sorry I got in your way. Like, that there doesn't seem to be any leadership quality in him. Like, you're the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, how about that? He's the captain, right? Like, there's leadership, but then there's the captain. He's the captain, and I had higher expectations for him this series. I would say he's the player I was the most frustrated with for the whole series.
He hasn't to even me, cracked my top 10.
Top 10?
No. I mean, Austin Matthews O'Reilly is the first five slots, so that's it for me. All right, let's talk about the goal. The Leafs' second goal, which ended up not counting. Morgan Riley crashes the net. We all can agree, should have been a goal. No reason it shouldn't have been a goal is clearly in the net. Does anyone want to counter this?
So I was watching the U.S. broadcast, you guys watching the Canadian broadcast. Here, I mean, I saw afterwards an angle that was definitive. Here, I did not see a definitive angle that...
No, here's what they said. They said it's in the net, but the refs didn't blow the whistle, but they deemed the play to be over before the puck was in the net, which is totally absurd because then the refs would have to know when the puck was in the net. Obviously, they can't see that. The guy on the ice said, oh, no goal because I have no idea what I'm doing. And then, like, oh, we better uphold the call on the ice. Let's just say no more goal. It'll be more exciting because we'll get to hear the Leafs cast blast the team.
Yeah, it was a goal. To me, though, like, because even though I didn't see the definitive angle of, like, here's the puck fully across the line, you see that angle from far away of where the puck was under Bobrovsky's pad and where Bobrovsky's pad was from the overhead shot. I don't know. This is though what I was talking about last pod, where, like, you're going to have a situation where the refs do something like this, take the game away from you in some way. You, to a degree, need to play better than the ref's ref. Like, I don't know that the Leafs still win this game. Like, if that goal goes in, the game's 2-2. I don't know that the Leafs score another goal, doesn't go to overtime, they lose anyway. Like, I can't blame it on that goal. But, like,
well, no, I say that the Leafs partially lost this game because of that blown call. I think it was a blown call. To me, I just saw the puck in the net. I don't know how they're not deeming that a goal. And I say that, yeah, the Leafs might have lost this game because of that. They didn't lose the series because of that. They lost the series in games 1, 2, and 3, and it was over by then. And then you're relying on good breaks. But, yeah, I could say they lost the game because of that goal. I could be frustrated about it. I don't understand.
Here's a question for you, Ryan. If games 1, 2, and 3 don't happen, right? If the series started on Wednesday.
So the last two games are the only games.
The last two games, yeah. This was games 1 and 2. So the series is 1 and 1. Do you think the Leafs would win the series?
Yep.
Tim?
I don't know.
I don't.
Do the players want to keep playing?
No, I didn't think they were going to win. Once it got to overtime, I knew they weren't going to win. I just knew it. They didn't have it. They did not have it. Joseph Woll played amazing and kept it interesting. But if Joseph Woll's not in net, if Matt Murray's in net or some other jabronis in net, no, not tonight. This team didn't have it. They weren't winning this series. They looked slow.
We'll never know. It's all ifs and what ifs and who cares because it's behind us now. So,
Yeah. All right. Can we bring in Winnipeg's head coach to blast our star players? I want to see an equal press conference of that from Sheldon Keefe.
Well, okay. I mean, we're going to have a lot of time to talk about this because it's officially the off season now. But really quickly, if you had to put the buck somewhere, would you put it on the reason why the Leafs lost in the 2023 playoffs is because Kyle Dubas, who built an improper team? Would you say it was Sheldon Keefe and the coaching staff who were outcoached and did not get the job done? Or is it the players on the ice? Despite good coaching and good team put together, they just couldn't get it done because they are losers. What are those three do you attribute the most to?
I think Keefe is fired, both for failing to get performance out of the players as well as for failing to, coach. So I think he's fired. I think we see a shakeup of the big guys. They're all one note. They all do the same thing. They either all go or they all don't go, it seems. So I don't know how best we spend the money. Maybe just give it back to the fans for as an apology for making them sit through all this stuff.
Steven, what do you think?
To me, it's on Sheldon Keefe. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but I've certainly said it to you guys like 5 times. So I'll just say it on the podcast that, like, I hear all the time how it's the Leafs players and like the Leafs players don't want it and the Leafs players aren't working and they're the reason why like these guys are just losers. And then I look around the league at all the other 31 teams and you don't hear that excuse from anybody when they lose. And so I look at that as saying like it's a uniquely Toronto problem that can be fixed by a different coach. Like, it's just what all the better teams do. And I, even though like,
dude, they're Sheldon also losers under Babcock though. So that's 2 coaches.
I don't know. I mean, you look at those.
That was a long time ago.
You look at the roster that Babcock had in front of you versus the roster that Sheldon Keefe had in front of you. And these rosters have done well in the regular season, but like Sheldon Keefe's Babcock's teams in the playoffs won, I don't know, 2 less games than these guys did in a single run. You know what I mean, right? Like I look at those teams that Babcock coached and say they overperformed for what they had on the roster, and these guys have underperformed. So I think it's Sheldon Keefe. I wanted him fired in October. I expect an apology from both of you guys for roasting me for that.
I don't know if Sheldon Keefe earned a firing in October, but I do agree. I do think he's going to be done. I'm not putting the brunt of the blame on him, though. I'm going to give it to the players. I don't know. How many times did Keefe have to switch up the lines and try new things? Like 3 times a game, the lines had to be switched up because the players were just sucking out there. And like, I think that we all agree, although I don't know if Kyle Dubas is going to come back, but I think we all agree that we liked the players that he brought in. Like, we liked all the acquisitions he made. I have no quarrels with them even now when they lost. But it just doesn't work, and I don't get it. And the fact that all those players just sucked in the playoffs again, they didn't show up when it mattered again.
So is it the fact that the players that came, the players that were good enough to get traded from other teams, right, under systems that worked for them, maybe under coaching that worked for them, came to Toronto and suddenly, like, they weren't firing on all
cylinders?
Yeah, but
Steven, hold on. You can flip that around. Like, what happened to Luke Shen here? What the heck? The guy's like a top pairing defenseman under Keefe, right? You could flip that around any way you want it. So
interesting is after the playoffs, always come out with the injury list. And unless if Mitch Marner is a broken back, I think that guy is totally done.
Put 0 stock into that injury. You know what I would do if I was Toronto? Oh yeah, okay, we need some excuses here. Matthews had a back problem. Marner, yeah, he was missing a foot. O'Reilly, his hand was gone. Yeah, like I saw the list come out for Tampa and I just rolled my eyes like, oh yeah, that's why you lost because 90% of your roster was missing their spleen. Yeah, okay. Like, they're just going to put out whatever. I don't care what. Every team has injuries. You telling me that Florida is completely healthy and we just lost because we had some roughed up players? Every team has roughed up players. It doesn't matter.
Florida wanted to win more than we did, and that's why they're going on to game 3. I hate that Sam Bennett's moving on. I hate that player. He's in my top 3 most hated players. What a dirtbag. So annoyed at him like having any success in life.
I hated that the narrative became that like Sam Bennett's this, like, he did something dirty and then became a guy who's like, oh, yep, Sam Bennett's a goon now. And then he just kind of leaned into it and just,
total
like,
goon.
Got under their skin. But then I blame the Leafs for, like, he goes and takes a run at the captain. And the captain doesn't do anything about it. He doesn't, like, you know, doesn't respond in any manner. But neither does anybody else on the team.
I don't know. You say that, and then you get angry when Sam Lafferty punches someone in the face and gets a penalty for it, and then they come back and score on us. Like, you can't have it both ways.
That's not the same thing. They don't do that.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Do you keep your head or do you not? Lafferty didn't. Tavares does.
I think it's different when it's like something dirty like that. Like, I'm fine with, like, something a little more tame than that. Like, I would have been 100% fine if after what happened to Matthew Knies, right, somebody went and fed Bennett some of his teeth and then Leafs go on the penalty kill. Like, I'll take
that.
No,
how could you say that? That is stupid. What do you mean I'm okay if we go on the penalty kill? That's a goal. You're just saying I'm okay if they score a goal against us so long as we punch him in the face. Sam Bennett would take that trade every day of the week.
There's a mental aspect to this game. It's why there's fighting. It's why there's hitting, right? And the Leafs just let a younger team than them own them. They owned them. They owned them. Think about all the past Maple Leafs teams that went into violent teams like Boston and Tampa and were scared. And we as fans were scared. Oh, what are they going to do to us? Like, what if we had that feeling?
But you know who I blame for that? The Florida Panthers were the most penalized team in the regular season. And then the Zebras in this series is the least penalized series going back to 2015. You think the Florida Panthers all of a sudden get to be disciplined and one night get to be the most disciplined team in the league? No. The refs decide, like, oh, let's let all the hacking and holding and violence and slashing and suplexing just go on as normal. Oh, which team do you think that benefits? The skill team or the goon team? Like, come on. This is playoff hockey? Get it together.
Though the Maple Leafs had two power plays tonight and didn't score on either of them.
Nope. Doesn't matter. You get your chances and you pass on them, then who cares?
And Alex Kerfoot with that glorious opportunity decided to have four stick handles and Bobrovsky saves it. Give me a break. He can go play in Vancouver next year. Yeah, and that's a huge part of it as well. I mean, even though, like, the Leafs, they did not get the calls, right? The calls that they did get, they didn't capitalize on it. I said it in the preview that, like, it was a massive discrepancy with the Leafs' power play versus the Florida penalty kill, and the Leafs' power play just didn't get it done. Like, they had chances, and they had some sustained pressure and, like, good looks, but the puck did not go into that. And if they got one of those tonight, they would have won, most likely, right? You get one of the two.
It's wild how on top of the world we felt when the Leafs finally beat Tampa. They did it in
24
six
hours.
It felt great. You know what? I just don't even care at this point. Like, it feels like we've done nothing. It just feels like every other season when we went out in the first round. This doesn't feel any better.
Because they threw it away.
They just sucked.
That losing this year, especially in this manner, is different than past years because contract situations are different. Like, it's just so many things are different. This was a lot more of the final stand for this group than past years. Like, past years, it would end and we'd be like, all right, well, we pretty much knew we were running it back anyway. Like this one, like, it is just general consensus that, like, this thing's getting blown up. So an aspect of that's just sad for me, right? Because, like, yep. I think of where we were in 2018 when John Tavares signed with us. And, like, we and a lot of the hockey world were like, the Maple Leafs are going to win a Stanley Cup in the next 7 years. It's just There's no way they don't win a Stanley Cup in the next 7 years.
Or at least get Tavares, close.
Yeah, John Tavares
said,
this
nah,
Babcock,
don't feel like it.
This Babcock-coached group of legends. And so it's just sad thinking that, like, I don't know. Not that I wasted my time watching this team these years, but just that, like, we're not going to get it. And it seemed like such a sure thing.
Well, it feels like it's not going to get easier. Like, we're going to make big changes this offseason. probably get worse for the sake of adding losers that Steven likes. Like, we're going to add Gudas and Bennett and losers like that so that we could be tough and be like all the other idiot teams in the league.
Oh, and show and some spine just, in the playoffs?
And maybe then we're just going to, like, not be able to score goals because we got rid of all our goal scorers, and then we're going to be out in the first round in game five again. And
oh, Steven's wrong again. How'd the goal scorers Steven, do for us in this series?
Steven, I hate this take of yours that we need to be goons. I hate it so much. Why are you inflicting this pain on me? Why? I hate every other team that has goons.
Look at the team. I hate to argue with you. But look at the team that's advancing. It's not that I like it. It's that I like winning, and the teams that do this win.
It's embarrassing. How do Florida fans take their lives seriously when they're cheering for losers like that?
The 17
yeah, all three of them.
Yeah. Oh, Tim, I'm a little more gracious.
That was
you.
A low blow, Tim.
Three of them.
All right. I think we got to wrap this up. I'm not going to recommend anyone listen
no,
to
this. No, I
want to
talk some more.
What? What do you want to talk about, Steven? We're done. We're losers. We're going to have a whole offseason to talk about what we're going to do with this team. What could you possibly want to talk about right now? Riley had a great playoff, start to finish.
That's good. He's here for the next 8 years.
I can't say the same about a single other Leaf, except for Matthew Knies. He was great in all the games he played in. Luke Shen, he was also great in all the games. I can't think of any other forwards who were great in all the games.
That's it?
That's it. That's the top three performers of the 2023 playoffs. Morgan Riley, Luke Shen, and
Joseph Wall.
Joseph Wall.
Rest in peace to the Maple Leafs. Likely Sheldon Keefe. Likely... Yep. Tons of players that people in the GTA have jerseys of. And
you mean those things at the bottom of my closet?
It's gonna be different. The Maple Leafs will be, I think, the talk of the offseason.
Well, it'll be good podcasting is what it'll be. Our trade bait pods always get lots of listens. So
the decisions that they make is gonna have just effects all over the league. I mean, it's just and it stinks. And I'm sad. No more Maple Leafs hockey. This is bad for the league. Carolina versus Florida is an absolutely atrocious Eastern Conference final.
So much for the salary cap going up. Is that game? Yeah. Those games going to even make money? Like, jeez.
I'll be watching zero of that. Go Oilers for me.
No, boo. If they have a single drop more success than our team, it infuriates me. Do you talk about a team that's top heavy? They have two good players, defense, a loser goaltender. They're going to have more success than us?
I hate Vegas.
More success than our team of losers? Maybe.
I'll be dead in the ground before I let a team that was just put in the league two seasons ago win the Stanley Cup before we do. No. I'll give me a Canadian team. Here's something positive. Can I give something positive?
You have something?
Please.
This was the best year the podcast has ever had. The listens were excellent. We're thankful for all the listeners we have on all of our platforms and all our viewers on YouTube staring at our ugly mugs. And I had a great season talking Maple Leafs with half of you guys.
it's had its high points. The Florida win will always be with me as a very fun experience. It's just disappointing that it's going to be remembered for this one, not the Tampa one.
I mean, we're just going to add it to the list of Leafs high points followed by devastating low points that we didn't even know existed.
I can't, honestly though, I cannot believe that we are eliminated again with a controversial goal in a tight hockey game. Difference by one goal. It's just unbelievable, really.
I can't believe that the Leafs are going to, like, once again have an opportunity to go to the Stanley Cup and not have to go through Tampa or Boston anymore, right? And squander it. Because I still think of that season that Boston missed the playoffs and we lost in the first round again to whoever. I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Actually, that might be like 2016, so I guess they can have an excuse. That was like Matthews' rookie year or something. But
all right, Let's get out of here. We'll be back. We'll probably take a week or a couple weeks off or a month off or so.
We'll take the playoffs off. Nothing happens in the playoffs for the Leafs.
While we lament. We're going to come back with a whole bunch of who stays and who goes and trade proposals, and we'll see. I'm sure it actually probably won't be too long before we find out what happens with Dubas and Keefe. Like, it's usually not long after that we get a decision on these things. So it'll be an adventurous off season, and I don't think we're going anywhere. I'm still going to be here for next year. Steven, are you going to be here for next year? Are you still in?
You asking that today?
That's right.
I'll tell you in a month.
No, you got to commit right now.
I'm always in on the Maple Leafs, but if they want my genuine like hope that they're going to be able to do something, certain changes are going to need to happen because the amount of free time I have these days to dedicate towards things is minimal. And the Maple Leafs need to start earning it a little bit.
Tim, I'm not going to ask you if you're in because I'm genuinely concerned that you're not. So we're just going to move on from that question.
Tim's had more years of this than you, Ryan. You need to be sensitive to him.
I'm sorry, Tim.
I hate caring about winning more than the people that are paid $11 million to win.
We should be paid to do the pod.
I can't believe that we're making this podcast. Why did we hop on the mic? People are going to listen to this and be like, oh, that's why they don't pod after losses.
Yeah, this was a seriously negative podcast. I think it's time for bed. It's time to put an end to our suffering here. Let's get out of here.
All right. See you in a couple months.
What sound do I do?
Throw the violin up there. We deserve it.
No.
I'm editing this out.